Every time of year is lawn season here in the Houston area, and Andrew in Atascocita is having trouble with his, so we're going to go to the guy who knows all about everything growing green, and that's David at RCW. He's our home show pro for all things growing. Good morning, David. Can you help us out with Andrew?
Good morning, yes.
All right, so let me tell you what he's got in mind. He says, I don't know what I'm doing or what I'm looking for. I don't even know if I'm too late. It's a good start. He says, I'm living in my first house. I've had it for 2 years, and I feel like my lawn is more weeds than grass. I've heard you say MicroLife, but which one, or am I too late to use that to fix my problem? So what's your advice for him? I mean, first of all, I guess the first thing to figure out is what's grass and what's weed.
Right. Identify how much weeds you have and how much St. Augustine you have. If you can identify that, if you can isolate the spray and get rid of the weeds with a Miramichi organic spray or any something that selectively kills all the weeds you don't want in your yard, and then replant sod, and then definitely fertilize MicroLife, especially for the fall, and then start back again in spring.
You can spot St. Augustine by just looking for the runners, is that right?
Yeah, St. Augustine's pretty identical. The wider blade is a little bit thicker grass than most weeds. Unless it's Bermuda grass, and that's a finer blade. And some people consider that a lawn as well. I mean, they use Bermuda all the time as lawns. So weed for in St. Augustine lawn, though.
I mean, if he figures out he's got mostly weed, would it be the answer then be to pull it up and then just lay some sod?
Yeah, till it up, rake it out, and then lay sod back down.
Is the fall a good time of year to be putting sod down?
It doesn't matter if it's dormant or if it's actually growing. You can plant it year-round. Just got to make sure you water it in because the roots will still grow even in the wintertime.
Is there any kind of prep we should do before we put sod down, David?
Definitely lightly till and grade and add a little bit of compost and make sure you have a really good fine grade because you don't want a lumpy yard or like these new builds you see in these homes where they just sloppy job on grading and you end up having all these little whoopie-doos in your yard.
Nobody wants a whoop-de-doo. And after we put the sod down, is there any kind of starter or anything we want to give it or just water it and let it?
I would use the MicroLife 624. You'd use the fall one now, which has a brown patch cornmeal to help prevent brown patch. But the 624 green one is what I would use.
All right. So that'll help Andrew get a greener grass and maybe everybody else, too. All right.
Right.
That's why we trust David at RCW. That's why he's Tom's Home Show Pro for all things grown and green. And you can learn more about him. But all you got to do is go to homeshowradio.com to get in touch with him. He's there with all our other Home Show Pros right there on the homepage. David, thanks a lot for helping us out.
No problem. Thank you, Charlie.